Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Lamed Aleph, the 31st Psalm in the book of Tehillim. This Mizmor is a lesser known one. It is in fact consisting of 25 psukim, so it's on a longer scale than the ones we've been learning up till now. And it's basically divided into two sections. The first pasuk is its kotevet, its inscription, which goes Lamnatzeach Mizmor David, which seems to be the general opening of most of the Tehillim in the first book of Tehillim, which we are in right now. And the two sections which follow are Psukim Beis to Tes, that's 2 to 9, in which he prays and thanks for salvation. And then again, in the second section is Yud to Chof Hei, 10 to 25, in which he complains about a particular difficulty he's found in and praying to escape it, thanking Hashem and calling on those around him to love Hashem. So there seems to be the same kind of pattern within each of the sections, being in a place of Tzara, a place of difficulty, and escaping and thanking Hashem. In terms of the overall theme, it seems to be a person who is besieged by enemies, a person who is tortured by them endlessly, who scorn him, who threaten him, and the pains of troubles threaten to completely overcome this individual until they both end there, and the person, the narrator, the Mesharer, responds with thanksgiving. It is interesting, the Da'at Mikra, Rav Amos Chacham, in his commentary on this Tehillim, suggests that perhaps the first section is about a tzara, a difficult situation in life which already has passed. So the person is referring to something which has been, and now he is looking back and he's saying, oh, thank goodness, Baruch Hashem, I've got through that. But now the second section is about something he is in currently. So now, Choneni Hashem ki tzarli, Osho bekaseini, Nafshi vitni, I'm in such pain, this is consuming me. So now he's in the second set of stages of these convulsions, of this difficulty, and he's calling out and begging that he's able to thank Hashem for salvation from it. It should be noted that many of the expressions in this Mizmor are borrowed from other Mizmorei Tehillim. For example, we see phrases which are almost identical to Mizmor Chof, to Ayin Aleph, Chof Zayin, Lamed Zayin, Kuf Tes Zayin, and Lamed. So we see a lot of different phrases and ideologies built together from other Mizmorim, which may suggest that it was later in David HaMelech's life when he pulled this all together. It is also, pattern-wise, is very similar to the pattern of the previous Mizmor of Mizmor Lamed. There are also identical phrases or similar phrases in from Yirmiyahu Perek Chof and the Tefillah of Yonah in the second Perek of the book of Yonah as well. So this Mizmor really is a coalescing of a lot of experience of difficulty, which is now turned into thanksgiving. To deepen the theme of this Mizmor, the Midrash at the beginning of this Mizmor in Midrash Tehillim, Lamed Aleph tells us the following episode. It says that the people of Israel come in front of Hashem, they gather in their shuls, Labote Knesios, V'omrim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they say to Hashem, Go'ol Asanu, and please redeem us. So Hashem says, Yesh tzadikim beinechem v'yirei shamayim, are there righteous among you? Are there those who fear heaven? They respond, no, you know what? Le'she'ovar, in past years, bimei avoseinu, in the days of our forefathers, bimei Moshe v'Aaron, bimei Shaul, David u'Shlomo, hayu bohem tzadikim, we did have, aval achshav, bimei avoseinu ne'esfu mimenu, our great leaders have disappeared, and now we are at the threat of being consumed because of our sins. So Hashem responds to them, you know what? Bitchu bishmi v'hu oimeid aleichem. You may not have righteous leaders to the same degree as those past generations, but you yourselves can trust in me, trust in my name, and you will stand. And the Midrash continues to give examples of when this happened and concludes, Amar David, David says in this Mizmor Tehillim, Hoyil v'kachu, if this is really the key, Habitochon shekol boteach, b'cho atomitzilo b'cho ani boteach. That's why he starts off with this Mizmor in Pasuk Beis with, b'cho Hashem Chosisi, Al Evoy Shalom. I have trusted you, don't let me become embarrassed. The key to success, the key to being able to escape tzara, difficulty, David HaMelech is saying, is not found externally in other people who will lead us, in other people who will save us. It is found in ourselves if we choose to trust in Hashem. So therefore, this Mizmor is a deep understanding, a deep involvement and investigation in Bitachon, in trust in Hashem, which is something which every person has reachable within their own wellsprings. In terms of events that are behind this Mizmor, David HaMelech is clearly talking about many enemies, and David HaMelech did have many enemies in his lifetime, but he is not clear as to who they are. There are Mefarshim, like the Malbim, who give us very specific examples as to when this could have occurred. If we look into Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chof Gimel, actually, the Malbim turns to a particular episode where David HaMelech is in flight. He's a refugee from the forces of Shaul HaMelech, and he hears that there are raids of the Philistines. The Philistines are raiding Jewish granaries down south in a community called Keilah, not Kehila, but Keilah. And so David HaMelech, even though he is being pursued, David HaMelech feels it incumbent upon himself to take responsibility for the nation of Israel down south, and off he goes with his band of, he only has 600 men, to go and defend the village of Keilah from the Philistine raids. What is fascinating over here is that there's a reversal of roles, that Shaul HaMelech should be the one defending these outlying communities, and he's not. Instead, he's pursuing David HaMelech. David HaMelech, the refugee, is the one who's ultimately taking the role of what a king should be doing now. Beit Azameh, he goes off to Keilah. Shaul HaMelech gets wind of the fact that he is there, and he sends his armies. And David HaMelech, using the Urim and Tumim, is told that in fact the people of Keilah, this is one way of reading it, will actually betray him, will not give him protection, and therefore he flees. And then he flees to the desert in the Zif, and then betray him, and he's actually caught on top of a mountain, and Shaul HaMelech surrounds the mountain, is about to capture David. David HaMelech is a hairbreadth away from death, and then Shaul HaMelech hears about the wars of the Philistines in another area and has to go and for national security protect the nation of Israel rather than fight David. And that it's that really critical peric where David HaMelech feels absolutely betrayed, where David HaMelech feels that even the people he is protecting are not thankful for his safety and his security that he's providing. That's when he perhaps says this mizmor, and you can appreciate now how betrayed David HaMelech certainly feels. The very people who he saved are the people who are going to lock him out in the cold. The Da'at Mikra points out, Rav Moshe Chacham points out, that this does not account for all the words in the mizmor, because we see that some of the descriptions about the enemies seem to be national enemies rather than private enemies. Meaning to say, it sounds like we're talking about enemies of the nation of Israel rather than enemies of the person David or his men. Which means to say that it seems to be broader, whether David HaMelech is expanding his consciousness to expand all enemies, or whether this is perhaps, as some of the Mefarshim say, it's about Israel in Golus throughout all among all the rest of the enemies throughout history, as another option. But nonetheless, it seems to be a little more expanded towards the end, even if it did start off on a specific event. Where in our tefillah, in our davening, does this appear? So it does not appear as a full mizmor, but there are little pieces that do appear elsewhere. So for instance, Pasuk Vav, which is the sixth Pasuk, is B'yodcha Avkid Ruchi Padisa Oisi Hashem Kel Emes. I have given my spirit to you in your hand. You redeem me, O faithful God, in truth. That is the Pasuk which appears numerous times. It appears at the end of Kriya Shema Al HaMita at night. It appears in the Brachos of Kriya Shema in the evening prayers towards the end. Pasuk Chof Hei is another example. Is Chizku V'yameitz Levavchem Kol HaMiyachlim LaHashem. The last Pasuk, be strong and good of courage, all you wait for the Lord. That appears in the end of the Uval Etzion prayer at the end of Shachris in the Sephardic Nusach. So there are various Pesukim which appear as well, again, all focused around the idea of Bitachon, of hoping in Hashem and trusting in Hashem. One pasuk in the spotlight, and that is the pasuk we just looked at just a moment ago, which is Biyolchav Kidruchi, which is pasuk Vav, that I put my soul in your hands, in your trust. What is this referring to? So the Malbim says, if we go back to the historical aspect of this, it refers to when David HaMelech is in Keilah, in this little village, and he knows he's about to be betrayed by the people who he has safeguarded, and then he says to Hashem, Biyolchav Kidruchi, Hashem, you know what? I trust in you because these people are going to betray me. Hashem, redeem me. You're the God of truth. Look what I've done for these people. Look how they're treating me. That's what it refers to, the specific historical situation. However, the Gemara in Brachos, the Daf Hem and Aleph says, it's talking about the fact that even if a person does Shema, in Shul says Kriya Shema and Shmu for Arvis, for Ma'ariv, a person should come home and say Tefillah, the Kriya Shema on their bed. And the Gemara then says, if a person is a tzaddik or a talmid chacham, they do not need to do so. However, Abaye says, "Av talmid chacham ibayale lemeimar chad psuka derachmi." A person needs to, at the very least, even a great sage, even a great person, needs to say one pasuk of mercy, and that is Biyolchav Kidruchi Podiso Isi Hashem Kelemes, that Hashem, you were redeem me, you are a God of truth. And this, in fact, is part of the liturgy. It's part of the text of the Kriya Shema Al HaMita at the very end. And what the Gemara is essentially doing is it's shifting this pasuk out of the specific plight and situation that David HaMelech was found in, and it is now actually transforming it into how a person describes they give over their soul on a nightly basis to Hashem to be returned to Him the next morning, which is the way we close the night, and that's why we start off the morning the next morning with Moed Ani, that we say thank you to Hashem, that Hashem did return our soul to us. In the meantime, this concludes Mizmor Lamed Aleph, wishing you a wonderful and meaningful day.